Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
I'm sure you've gotten a report from someone who began by saying, "Well, I have some good news and bad news." Well, over the years, I've heard that comment many times. In fact, it describes Paul's experience when he left Titus in Macedonia. Titus had some very good news. The Corinthians had reported very well to Paul's letter that contained some very direct exhortations, but Titus also reported some discouraging news regarding the false apostles in Corinth and what they were saying about Paul. They evidently accused him of giving up, of being all talk and no action. Well, Paul responded to these criticisms by saying there were actually two reasons why he had not given up. First, it's God's grace and mercy in his life. And second, he was committed to God's eternal values. Listen to his words.
"Therefore, since we have this ministry because we were shown mercy, we do not give up. Instead, we have renounced secret and shameful things, not acting deceitfully or distorting the word of God. Therefore, we do not give up. Even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."
Paul went on to verify that he had not given up. He wrote, "We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." In essence, he was saying, "We have not given up. We will not give up." What an example to all of us.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.